Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program, brought to you by Americana Insurance here on Kate 1450, and of course streaming online at myalbertlee.com. On a Saturday morning, Tom Sorensen is here. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I think it's spring.
It is spring. Don't get fooled on Monday. That's the first day of April.
Oh.
I'm giving you a heads up. You got a couple days
to prepare.
A
lot of people would say I'm a fool on every day. But,
okay. All right. Let's just jump right into it. We did get a listener email. I find this one very interesting. It says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. I have three German short hairs that I've invested a lot of money in. I'm wondering if I can actually get pet insurance for my dogs." And this comes in by Robert.
Yeah, Robert, that was a great question. And I know Robert, and he's got some great German short hairs. I brought in somebody that, again, you know how I always bring in people that know much more than me?
Yes.
I brought in our personal lines marketing director, Renee Uhlenhop, at America Insurance, and she can talk a little bit more about this and tell you about what is pet insurance.
And the things maybe, Renee, that it covers, because I know in the news just earlier this week, one of the top breeds that was in the dog show was misplaced by an airline, and it took them a couple days to actually find that animal. It got back to safety, but I'm sure
really?
They probably had some insurance on it.
Yeah,
as well.
I haven't. Yeah, I'm sure that now we're talking a whole different other insurance. This is basically a medical type of coverage, but yeah, there is. We actually can offer. We got mortality insurance on certain animals, and where they can actually insure a animal for a higher value too. But this is kind of more of the medical.
Renee, let's talk about some of the available coverages that we can offer.
Okay. Well, first of all, with the pet coverage, just wanted to reiterate that there is a 14-day waiting period upon payment and the start of the application. But there's about three coverages. There's the basic wellness coverage, what's going to cover your routine checkups and vaccinations only. Then there's like the major medical, and that's going to cover accident and illness coverage only. Then we get to the comprehensive coverage. That would be your major medical and your wellness all packaged together.
And you know, when you mention the medical coverage, some dogs get kidney stones, for example, and it's very expensive to have surgery on a dog, talking from experience, that have kidney stones. If I had some insurance on there, it'd help offset those costs.
It sure would. There's with all of these plans, there's $100 or $250 deductible and a 10% copay on any vet of your choice.
Okay. Really, none of these cover mortality, then obviously possibly maybe the vet costs of trying to save the actual pet's life.
Yeah, correct.
Talk about some of the pets that are covered. We just touched on the email that came in from Robert, because he has three German short hairs, but there are other pets that can be covered, Renee.
There are dogs and cats, birds, exotic pets, your lizards, iguanas. Back in my previous job, I even had two birds that I insured.
Okay.
Two birds, like...
Two exotic birds.
A bird like Mike. Mike, you can get insured.
There we go. A good peacock would have a good insurance.
I was thinking more dodo, but...
And we've touched a little bit, Renee, on the medical coverage. It covers quite a few things, actually.
Accidents, injuries, illnesses, cancer, that's another big one. That comprehensive coverage, that's going to cover your major medical and your wellness, but specifically cancer.
Talk about the wellness coverage for an animal. And again, the email comes in, but dogs, and you just mentioned dogs, cats, birds, exotic pets, but talk a little bit about the wellness coverage.
That's going to cover your vaccinations, your checkups, your flea control,
just, a lot of miscellaneous items.
Routine heartworm, just routine little checkups, but that would be, the wellness would be just the routine and your regular.
And then you can combine the two coverages for the comprehensive coverage?
Yep. That would be your major medical and then your wellness, both together in one package.
People are probably sitting this morning listening in saying, insurance on pets, it's a big business.
It has gotten to be bigger. A lot more people are having their pets. It's getting to be more pet friendly. I notice in my traveling, your hotels are getting pet friendly and people want to take care of their pets. That's their babies.
And by the way, the carrier that we have that we can have people look into with us is a large national carrier of 35 years of experience in the pet insurance. It's not a small company. It's
wow.
a very large
okay.
company. So, yeah.
$119 million to treat 10 most common medical conditions just on dogs and cats alone. So a major member of a carrier. And, of course, you can always call Americana Insurance and get the information at 377-2000. When we talk about, let's kind of maybe break it down a little bit, Renee. As far as dogs, what are some of the things that you might see with dogs?
Skin allergies, ear infection, non-cancerous skin mass, diarrhea, intestinal upset,
a lot of
skin
different
infection,
things.
Yeah, dental issues, arthritis, lots of little.
Same with cats, I'm sure.
Same with cats. They might have more thyroid issues, upper respiratory infection, chronic kidney disease.
And every vet has their own fee scale as far as what they charge for being surgery for, like I mentioned, maybe kidney stones or some other things. But do you have a rough idea on maybe some of the averages of the cost per claim on some of these conditions?
An average skin allergy for a dog is about $279. Let's look at your dog. Your average dental disease, about $450.
Just so you know, these are averages of what the claims were
okay.
with our national carrier right. that has us. Yep.
And the average bladder urinary tract disease on a cat, $515. Diabetes on a cat, $871.
And I happen to have three cats at home, and guess what? I got, out of the three cats, we got the urinary tract disease, we got diabetes. I understand those bills.
Yes, they can be very expensive, but with insurance, it can help defray some of those costs.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk a little bit because, as I said, to start the program, I've heard of, yes, medical insurance, health insurance on human beings, but actually, pet insurance was something I kind of questioned, but I'm finding out more and more that if you have an animal, this is something you really need to look into. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the pet costs that are unexpected on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You got a side that wants more space, cause every day starts like a race. You got a side that loves that style, but to fit in those shoes gonna take a while. Today life's got you running, tomorrow big things are coming. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
To learn more about how Nationwide can help protect your many sides, call Americana Insurance Group in Albert Lea and Wells.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE 1450, along with Tom and Renee from Americana Insurance. Let's talk, Renee, about pet costs. They are really unexpected.
Yes, they are. Humans have health insurance, and pet health care costs are unplanned, and they can be very, very expensive as well.
And it's kind of like a car repair.
Yeah. When it happens, it's usually not something you expect to take care of.
And you're not planning for it. For those folks that do purchase the insurance, there are some perks to having pet insurance.
Yep. There's a 24/7 vet helpline. And with this company, you can use any vet of your choice. But if you have a question, you can call in 24/7. There's convenient claims process. You can submit a claim very easily. discounts and special offers are always available.
And we mentioned, Renee and Tom, about some of the similarities. People are aware of their own insurance, very similar to pet insurance.
Yep. You get your choice of deductible. There's typically a $100 or $250 deductible. You get your choice of copay from 10% on to up to 20%. There's monthly premiums that you pay. I guess, you know, the more, you know, just depending on the package that you choose. The benefit limits may be annual or per condition. And there's prescription drug coverage.
And that's kind of the similarities. Probably the biggest difference that I see maybe is you can use any vet you want. You don't have to look up and see if that vet's in network or not.
Right, right.
And then as well as it is a reimbursement policy?
It is. You can use any vet you want. There's no network.
Okay. Let's talk as we're discussing our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning, some of the do's and the don'ts. So let's start first off on the do's. What should we do?
Well, you're going to want to get your pet enrolled right away, or at least when they're healthy. Get your pet enrolled when he or she's healthy. Don't wait for them to be sick to do so. And read the fine print. If you're looking into insurance, always, always read that fine print and see what you're getting.
Deal with local people as well. Some of the don'ts, Renee, maybe that people should be aware of?
Don't wait for your pet to need medical attention to think about pet insurance. Get them done right away. And there's no pre-existing conditions. So there again, get them done right away. Don't wait till it's too late.
And I guess the biggest thing is don't base your decision on cost alone, because you touched upon it, Renee. You've got to read the fine print. It's even with car insurance, health insurance, pet insurance, really nothing different. Yes, it's a different type of policy, but don't base your decision strictly on just the cost alone.
Exactly. Yep.
I just want to make sure that everybody understands. No pet insurer covers any pre-existing conditions. Okay, that's why you want to get that dog, cat, or whatever insured before something happens.
And a lot of people go down to the Humane Society, which is a great idea, right, to pick up their cat, their dog, maybe an exotic bird. But as soon as you pick that feline, dog, pet, whatever it would be, make sure you get them insured right away.
Right, yep.
Before we close, Tom, we still have the 55 Alive class that's coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and again, I haven't talked much, which is great. And the listeners are going, woohoo! But anyway, actually, this is another thing that Renee is putting on, so I'll let her talk about it here. So, Renee, you tell Mike and the listeners all about it.
Yeah, we got Saturday, April 13th, 8 to 4:30. Deanne Van Walt is going to come in, and she's going to do our class for us. And it's going to be at the Wedgewood Cove. I did say 8 to 4:30, right?
You
Saturday,
did.
April 13th. Give us a call and we'll get you signed up. It's $26 per person.
And this class you have to take first because it's an 8-hour class.
Yep.
Then you can redo the 4-hour refresher,
yep,
course. But you have to have this one in first.
You, yes, have this 8-hour class, and then every 3 years you renew with a 4-hour refresher.
All right.
By the way, lunch is provided with that $26.
April 13th, folks, give Americana Insurance a call today, 377-2000. Get signed up for that class. It will fill up fast. That's a Saturday, April 13th from 8 to 4:30 out at Wedgewood Cove. Lunch is provided, $26 entry fee. So we want to fill the room out at Wedgewood Cove. And you know what, Tom? I've never said this before, but I qualify.
I know you do. You did actually say that, I think, last week, and I said, yeah, a long time ago for you.
For folks that can look on the radio and see our faces, Tom has a lot more gray hair than I do. So,
yes,
folks,
I do.
Folks that are interested in pet insurance, they can call Americana Insurance, 377-2000, or Tom, they can shoot an email.
They can to ask me a question for the show also at insights@americainsurance.com. And just so you know, our personal lines marketing director is right here, Renee Uhlenhop. She loves to answer phone calls about getting home and auto insurance quoted for people.
Yep, give us a call and I'll be glad to get something put together for you.
377-2000, that's the number for Americana Insurance. Renee, Tom, thanks for a Saturday. A little cooler today, but the sun will come out later.
Yeah, well, it's better than what could be.
What we had 3 weeks ago.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
Yep, thanks for having us, Mike.
All right, that'll wrap up our Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.